In Iraq, the final results aren't in, but a coalition of Shiite Muslim parties and candidates has emerged as the clear frontrunner in last week's election. It is backed by Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, the country's leading Shiite cleric. Despite its commanding lead, the alliance has offered to bring Sunni Muslims into the government, and some influential Sunni leaders have signaled they're willing to take part. NPR's Anne Garrels has the story from Baghdad.
Abdullah Abd al-Rahman, a 55-year-old Sunni Muslim businessman, remains skeptical about the elections, even more so now that the Shiite slate is winning.
The truth is, most of these people want to spread Shiaism, which is a deformation of religion.
He is not reassured by Shiite offers to include Sunnis in the government, fearing the Shiites will still ignore the Sunnis as the Sunnis once oppressed the Shiites. But at his computer shop, 25-year-old Sunni Uday Kamil is having second thoughts about not voting. He says the elections have made him finally believe this is indeed all Iraqi's country, with true independence and an end to the U.S. occupation now one step closer. Americans have been largely out of the political picture in the wake of the elections with the new dialogue among Iraqis. Adnan Pachici, a respected elder statesman, recently brought together Sunni politicians and groups, many of whom boycotted the vote.
They realize that they have made a colossal blunder, and they want to rectify the situation, and I'm trying to help them.
Calls for U.S. troops to withdraw have faded from the discussion, with the focus now on Iraq's political future. As a result of his meetings, Pachici produced an agreement without conditions for Sunni groups to participate in drafting the constitution, which will be the new assembly's main task. Though it says the new government lacks legitimacy, the Association of Muslim Scholars, one of the most powerful Sunni groups, has signed on to the constitutional process. So has Tariq Hashemi, Secretary General of the Sunni-led Iraqi Islamic Party.
What we are concerned of is not participating in the new government or even in the General Assembly. The most important thing is the constitution.
Hashemi wants to make sure Sunnis are not just brought in as token voices.
Because I don't know what sort of offer is going to be submitted to IIP. We would be able, in fact, to look into the offers and decide due course.
Wamit Nadme, a spokesman for a coalition of Sunni and Shiite groups that also boycotted the elections, is taking a conciliatory line because he's frightened of civil war. But he, too, remains suspicious of Shiite promises.
Let us discuss the reasons behind the generosity of the winners. They know very well if three districts voted against the constitution, it is not going to pass.
He's cautious about the current atmosphere of reconciliation, warning of flashpoints ahead.
But I'm afraid that it will be very difficult for us to show flexibility on issues of principles.
Adnan Pachici, too, warns there are plenty of issues that could undermine progress, such as the role of Islam in Iraq's future, and calls by some Shiite politicians to weed out former Ba'athists.
This worries some people because this will, I think, destabilize the situation. I think we should be very careful about that, very careful.
While the immediate task has been to get Sunnis into the political process, Pachici and Nadme's ultimate goal is to eliminate sectarian divisions and change the divide from Sunni-Shia to religious and secular. In the end, Pachici says this is not just a Sunni problem.
I still think we will be able to establish a true and real secular democracy in this country. Maybe this great success of the religious parties will really make people realize that secular elements seem to be divided and they're not working together.
But Pachici, who will turn 82 in May, says he may not live to see this. He says he's working for the Iraq his grandchildren will inherit. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.